Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
So I understand you want to be super, huh? You can by getting ready for tonight. It's Between the Ropes Radio on this fun, like fun Friday. Hey, it's Friday night, October the 5th, 2018. I'm your boy, Ty Asbury, WWE Super Showdown tomorrow, a super card. And of course, to help me pick the matches, she's here with, as always, a Destiny Delivery. My co-host, the beautiful Miss Destiny, is here. Yeah.
Hey, Ty. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Destiny. How you doing this evening?
Doing great. There was just no way I was getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do this with you.
Oh, yeah. Because it's funny because when Destiny, you remember, I remember when they started, getting ready for the event tomorrow, I was watching Raw and Smack. I'm like, well, you know, I know it's in Australia, so they're not posting the times yet. So I was thinking, I wonder when they'll finally post the time. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's 5 a.m. on Saturday, our time. I'm like, hey, I got to talk to Destiny about that.
Yeah. Not happening.
Yeah, and it's like, but plus probably tomorrow at 5 a.m. while it's going on, I'll probably be doing my marathon training, so I'll probably be doing that, you know, as crazy as I am, so get that out the way. But I plan on watching it probably tomorrow night, so it's just the whole time thing just throws you off.
I'll be finishing up the marathon in my bed.
Yeah, I know that's right. Well, like I said, at first I got to say, I know pretty much it was last month they did the benefit show for you. How was that?
It went well. Like my whole goal is I just wanted to get wrestling back in Flemington. It's like the draw was a little low, but I think, like, you know, it's kind of like one of these towns you have to build up. I'd rather have wrestling back here than anything else.
Yeah, I thought what was really cool was the legendary Jim Cornette. He even, you know, spread the word out. He gave you a humble, wish you the best. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Jim Cornette, Tommy Dreamer. It was very sweet.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we all love you, girl. I mean, of course. I mean, you know, we all try to take, and matter of fact, speaking of which,
Joe Actor,
this is totally
cool.
But yeah, it's like I said, we all love you, and we all care about you, and we all want the best for you, and we are just really happy for you. And hey, I mean, that's what we do. So for the people that we love, and Destiny, you are the greatest. So, oh yeah.
Thanks.
and one thing is really crazy. I remember the last show we did was the Hell. I think was a Hell in the Cell pick show, correct? I think it's the last one we did, I believe. And
I think so.
I remember we were both on the air cracking up. And no lie, I remember you were cracking up. I don't know if I should go to the doctors, but for some strange reason. My butt cheek still hurts. I don't know why, but I mean, it's like it has its. Everybody's probably listening to the show to the, right now, but Ty really talking about your butt cheek,
it
really.
But it's like an off and on
pain, but it's not like a pain where, like, oh my God, like just cut my butt cheek off. It's nothing like that, but it's just like a nagging pain. So I mean, it's just something maybe I should get checked out or just deal with. But it's not really.
You sprained your ass.
Yeah. That's just the one that I sprained my ass. Never heard that before. That's a good one, though. Well, you know, Destiny, like we always do on the show, my dear, we always do these pay-per-views, and I believe WWE, for me, like, do you think they have like too many pay-per-views. I know they're, like you said, we talked about this before. They're trying to go overseas and do the expand their business overseas. Do you think they're doing too many?
No, because like the way, like when they go over, when they go overseas, the pay-per-views are spectacular. You know, like they go, you know, they go all out to make sure, you know, everybody enjoys it. And it's like, given these, you know, I mean, these people, like, I mean, how many people do you know from Australia are going to have the bucks to fly over here for a pay-per-view?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
maybe more
than
two, but, you know, it's still, it's a 24-hour flight if I'm right.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then the thing about the two, for all the talent going over there, they got to be back over here in the States, Raw and SmackDown. So how tired are they going to be? So, yeah, it's, I mean, but that's what
brutal.
I mean, not only, I mean, it's brutal, but I mean, you know, I mean, they do it. And Destiny, you're a performer, ring announcer. I mean, you travel to me. You guys, this is what you guys do. But, yeah, I mean, they got to come back to the States. I'm like, man, they're going to be on Raw, like, just, you know. But the thing is, just you would know, once you see that crowd, I think that all goes away.
Oh, definitely. So, especially crowds like that. I mean, it's like, I mean, I've done it in front of like thousands, but never almost hundreds of thousands. I mean,
yeah.
That'd be like a bucket list to just like one time step out on a WWE stage. My God.
See,
be at the, you know, like maybe ring announce one match, I'd be thrilled. It's just like, my God.
Yeah, it's just, but I mean, but, oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. But, I mean, of course, as me and Destiny always do, we are about to pick every match for WWE Super Showdown, the first ever event live tomorrow at 5 a.m., which Destiny is going to be watching it at 5. I'm just kidding. So it's at 5 a.m. our time tomorrow from the Melbourne Cricket Ground in Melbourne, Australia, of course, live on pay-per-view and the WWE Network. And Destiny, the first match I'm going to talk about on the SmackDown side, we have Asuka and Naomi versus the Iconics.
Ow. Well, the Iconics have the home team advantage. And how the heck are they going to lose in their home in their home country? I mean, come on.
Yeah. And you know, it's just...
I mean, they do their job well because they are
they're like the two girls in high school that come down the hallway that you don't want to see, like, oh great, yeah, here they come.
The brink of the valley era.
Yeah. And matter of fact, Destiny, when I watched SmackDown, I'm thinking, well, I forgot they came out. I was like, well, yeah, they're from Australia. So I'm thinking, well, chances are they'll probably win. So, I mean, but on top of that, you got to figure if they win, I mean, will that hurt Asuka? Because I still feel that Asuka, she's in no man's land right now. I mean, I don't know what, hopefully with Evolution coming up next month, hopefully with Asuka, she'll pick it up because Asuka, yeah.
It'll be a screw finish because it's a tag team match, and Naomi will probably take the pin.
Oh, that I wouldn't be surprised.
So really won't damage Asuka too much.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like they got to come up with something for Asuka. I mean, she's just amazing.
I got to say, I think Naomi, the glow, she'll feel the blow because I think, as well as Destiny just said, I think the Iconics will take this tag team match tomorrow. But I do believe, like Destiny just said, that Naomi probably will be one getting pinned because I just can't see Asuka. She's just, like I said, I'm just a big Asuka fan. They gotta do something.
I'm sure they will. I mean, there's too much hype with this historic paper. I mean, that all girls pay-per-view is unbelievable. A long time in the making. So, I mean, they're really going to pull out all the stops.
That's looking up. Speaking of that, that's coming up actually next month. So definitely, I mean, Destiny will be picking the first ever women's pay-per-view next month, Evolution. So that's definitely one that's definitely going to be a much listened to. That will be
hopefully,
next month. Now, of course,
I have a show that day.
Yeah. We'll always definitely figure that out. So, I mean, we'll always definitely can work something around the schedule. So, next match we have, continue with another ladies' match, we have the Bella Twins and Ronda Rousey. They will be taking on the Riot Squad. This will be on the Raw side.
Rousey and the Bellas.
Yeah, like that's. I mean, yeah.
unless it's not clean, it's gonna be Rousey and the Bellas.
And true, because how I mean, they have to continue building Ronda Rousey. How she can't take a loss right now, because number one, I mean, she's the women's champion of Raw. I don't really think she can afford to take a loss, you know, with the Bella twins and everything. But the only thing about the Riot Squad, I'm a big fan of Ruby Riott. Hopefully sooner or later they'll push her. I don't know if they'll break her up from the Riot Squad, but Ruby Riott, sooner or later, I mean, she's a scratcher and a clawer, man.
Oh, I mean, yeah, they're a good team. Definitely.
It's just dumb. It's, you know, they hopefully sooner or later. Exactly. I mean, Ruby Riott's the leader. I mean, you got Liv Morgan. I mean, Sarah Logan. I think they're a good pairing, but I mean, come on, you got Ronda Rousey. I'm definitely going to agree with Destiny on that. The Bella Twins and Ronda Rousey, they get to win tomorrow at the Super Showdown in Australia. And Destiny, I didn't know about this match. They got a Cruiserweight title match on the card here. They got Cedric Alexander versus Buddy Murphy. He taking the net. And the Cruiserweight matches are really good, too.
Cedric and who?
This fellow's name is Buddy Murphy.
Buddy Murphy, okay. I like Cedric. I like watching him. I'm going to favor Cedric in this one.
Cedric, yeah. I think we've agreed on the first three matches so far. So.
I know, I'm trying to figure that out. Yeah, something ain't right.
I don't know, because it's October.
Are you just agreeing with me because you know you're going to lose?
They're not going to lose, yeah. But everybody listening live right now, and my theory is this. I always believe, and I think it happened at the Greatest Royal Rumble as well, if I'm not mistaken, whenever they have pay-per-views overseas, the belts really never change hands. That's always been my thing, though.
So far, I mean, they're going back to Saudi Arabia.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I think they're going back.
You know.
Yeah. That's coming up. I believe that'll also be in November as well as the Crown or Jewel pay-per-view. That's another that'll be coming up in November. So me and Destiny, we're both picking the same matches. I'm going Cedric Alexander to retain his WWE Cruiserweight title. And Destiny, next up is, this is a friendship going sour. They wrestle again. I'm loving her as a heel. We love her anyway. Becky Lynch puts up the SmackDown Women's title up against her former friend, Charlotte Flair. Woo!
Oh, Becky has to keep it. She needs to have a run with that title. She's good. She's everybody's favorite heel.
she really is. I mean, it's just like, I think...
Yeah, it's like
no
matter how
she goes,
it still matter.
Yeah, they love her. And one thing, and don't get me wrong, I love Charlotte Flair. I mean, like, she is phenomenally, she's just great. But it seems like it's just like that dark light went off on her, and everybody's like, Becky, Becky, Becky. It's like, I noticed the last few weeks, Charlotte, she'll get the comeback and get the heat back on Becky, but nobody cheers. It's just like, you know, there's
yeah, it's all about,
Charlotte,
yeah, they like
Becky.
Becky.
Yeah, they're like, Becky, get up. But, like, Becky Lynch, I mean – for me, I personally love when they were in the ring on SmackDown and Becky just drops the B word on her. She's like, you bitch. I remember how, like, her, I just love the way she said it. And it was good. And Destiny, I don't know what's going on tonight. I mean, the moon, can't check the moon out tonight. I'm going to say as well, Becky Lynch, somehow if she cheats, she retains her title on the SmackDown side for the women. I'm going with you on this one, too.
Yeah, it's strange.
And as well, I hope you're definitely listening to Between the Ropes Radio. We are talking about WWE Super Showdown tomorrow at 5 a.m. from Australia. Me and, as always, Destiny. We are picking every match. So if you want to call in and talk to us about the show, you have any comments, questions, if you want to pick matches with us, 646-716-5926. And next up, we have Of course, we're continuing with SmackDown. SmackDown tag titles on the line. We have the New Day against the Bar.
That's New Day are the champions, right? Yeah, they're still the champions.
Yeah.
Well, if all the normal holes, they took a beat down the other night. New Day took a beat down from the Bar, so that means the New Day will go over in Australia. If I go with that kind of theory, oh, that's a hard one.
Yeah, this was tricky because of yeah.
Or like a you want to go with the power? Let's see. Oh hell, let's throw it out there. I'm gonna go with the Bar. Maybe the Bar will take the belts off. Maybe it'll give us a surprise.
I was thinking, maybe she's gonna go with the New Day. This is crazy because guess who I'm taking? I'm saying
the Bar.
I'm saying the Bar. They go to Australia and they take the belts from the New Day. But how long will they keep them? I just think they maybe want to throw a twist in there and have a surprise win. I think this is the match where the Bar, they cheat and find some way to get back their tag titles. And the thing about these two teams, when they work together, Destiny, they put on some really good matches. If it's outside of SmackDown, they have a great chemistry together, the New Day and the Bar.
Yeah, because they've been together. Like, you know, when you put tag teams together, it's what they do. It's bad, but when they get used to each other, then you got something going on.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it has to be a surprise at some point tomorrow, well, morning, our time. So I definitely, that surprise will be the Bar being the new chance by defeating the New Day tomorrow at WWE Super Showdown. Next up, of course, we have Bobby Lashley, his tag team partner, the returning John Cena. They will go up against Kevin Owens and probably one of my favorite heels right now, my boy. He is Elias.
Oh, I would like KO and Elias, but you know it's going to be Cena and Lashley.
I mean, this match is no brainer. I mean, John Cena, he's going to make a big return, of course. Yeah, he's coming back, which I hope he gets booed. He probably will anyway. But
maybe they'll happen in Australia.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I'd be surprised maybe if he did get cheered, but you're gonna be hearing some boos. I mean, when Cena comes, he's going to get booed. But I really think he's the guy where people just think, you know, don't come back, or if he comes back, it's not going to hurt us. I think it's different where Rock and Austin came back. You want them guys to come back. I think it's just different with the two, you know, between the three. I mean, Rock and Austin, oh, hell yeah, come back. But Cena's like, eh.
Yeah, it's odd. It like, shows, you know, how fickle people are. Because, like, there's only two with The Rock and Austin, though. I mean, they're
yeah,
legends. And, like, nobody's ever going to forget those two. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And Destiny, one question I wanted to ask you about, I'm sure you saw Raw this past Monday. Did you hear the super heat that Elias got from that Seattle crowd? Did you check that out?
Yeah. what got me is when they were in Brooklyn, they actually did a concert. And you could buy tickets to go see his concert. I was like, wow. I have no idea how it did, but I thought it was great.
it was the greatest. Like I said, I mean, I haven't seen that much heel heat from the crowd in so long. And like, I think that people, you know, wrestlers, young and upcoming wrestlers, heels, take notes from Elias. If you could dig into that crowd like he does. And what was funny, when he said that, I don't know if he was expecting that much, you know, crowd. He had that look on his face, but he grinned because he knew, like, he had them. And Kevin Owens, he was chiming in, so he was helping out.
It's nice when, the fans decide to be fans. It's great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course, next up we have, we're going back to the SmackDown side. We have no DQ match. This has to end this feud. I think it's going to be a brutal match because their last few matches have been brutal. We have AJ Styles putting his title on the line against the big man, Samoa Joe.
Oh, and no DQ, and when it got all personal, I'm gonna say it's still, AJ is gonna hold it.
AJ is
fired up. I mean, that whole scenario with, you know, I'm going after his family. No.
I have to say, and again, I don't know what's going on tonight. I am agreeing with Destiny as well. Tonight is one of those nights, but AJ Styles, I think right now. I mean, Destiny, we talked about this before me. Okay, AJ Styles, he wins. So who'll be next after Samoa Joe? I mean, I think I have a theory with that because the match coming up, we'll be talking about soon, will probably work into that. But, I mean, so Samoa Joe, he loses. I mean, his push is done because Samoa Joe, I think he's doing a really good job with being the badass heel that he is.
Yeah, Samoa Joe loses. He'll jump AJ from behind. Beat the crap out of him, Liam Lyon, and then it'll set up for like some sort of triple threat the next show. And then, like, next interview with the triple threat, maybe on a triple threat, AJ will drop the title.
Yeah. Me and Destiny, we both want to say AJ Styles retains his WWE title from the SmackDown side tomorrow at WWE Super Showdown. And Destiny, I know you're going to be excited about this one. One of the ones you've been waiting for, we have, of course, The Shield, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns up against Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, and Drew McIntyre. This is on the Raw side.
I think The Shield's finally going to implode. So I'm going to hand it to Braun, Ziggler, and McIntyre.
So you think tomorrow finally the whole maybe is Ambrose going to turn? You finally see tomorrow, you see the Shield, you see it crumbles, you think it crumbles tomorrow?
Or Dolph turns because of that.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, I didn't think about that because
that match is gonna. I'm going with because Braun's not even human. I mean that guy. I'm going with that just because of, Braun's a beast. McIntyre's right there, and then you have Dolph's. I mean he's normal size for a pro wrestler, but as compared to Braun and McIntyre, they're massive individuals, and so something's gonna happen. Either going to be Dean or it's going to be Dolph. Something's going to happen.
I didn't think about the whole Dolph Ziggler thing because, Braun made a comment that, he kind of said, Dolph Ziggler, you're like the weak link, the pretty much the weakest apple that hangs off the tree. I just made that up. But, so Braun made those comments about Dolph Ziggler. So I'm going to say they're going to hold off. I'm going to say the Shield gets a win. It's going to be a dog fight. But I'm going to say that the Shield gets a clean win.
Okay. I'm going good. Now we disagree. I'm going with Ziggler and McIntyre.
We're feeling better. We're back to the normal world now because now we disagree on
yes.
Next up, Destiny. This is going to be a good match. Every time these guys wrestle, and their feud is personal. Daniel Bryan versus The Miz, and the winner faces the winner of the AJ Styles Samoa Joe match for the title. So this is the match I can't wait to see.
I'm gonna go with The Miz. It's his
really?
Time. It's his time. It's just been, I mean, there's your opponent for AJ.
True. The Miz, AJ Styles, that'd be really good, feud because, like I've talked about before, next to Elias, I think The Miz is the probably the biggest heel up there with Elias in WWE right now. But Destiny, I do have to say that already, Daniel Bryan, he's lost twice to The Miz, tag match with the ladies, and as well as he lost to The Miz. at SummerSlam. So I'm going to say Daniel Bryan, he takes this and they kind of go in that direction, maybe like a face kind of a feud.
Well, granted, Daniel Bryan versus AJ would be incredible too. But I mean, I think it's like, you know, the Miz on the mic, and it's like Miz being Mr. Hollywood, AJ being, you know, like the family man. It's like there's just so many places they can go with it. Like the little, like especially the Miz with the little digs and stuff.
Yeah, and of course too, you got, I mean, AJ Styles with his family, just, you know, blue collar, laid back, and the Miz with his family,
yeah,
all Hollywood. And I can see your point with that. I mean, either way, whoever wins this match and they go on the face. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about with, you know, AJ Styles. It'd be a good feud either way in which one of these guys went. But I think Daniel Bryan, I mean, he's I think one of the reasons why, of course, he came back because he loves wrestling. But that title is right there. So I'm going to say Daniel Bryan on this one.
Okay, all right. We're starting to disagree now. This is good.
And the last match of the night, I saved this one for last because this is going to be one last time for these guys. That's their saying.
This wasn't
Triple H.
Triple H
with Shawn Michaels in his corner, his BFF, his boy, versus The Undertaker with his brother in his corner, the Big Red Machine, Kane. Destiny, you're definitely first on this one.
It's impossible. It's impossible to pick. It's impossible. But going with win-loss record, I want to say Taker. It's going to be the Undertaker.
You know, I now see, unless this match, like there's no winner unless Kane and Michaels get involved and they all fight and they throw the match out, which I think would piss people off.
Oh, that would really piss people off, yeah.
That would, so it has to be a winner. I don't think they're going to go that because Australia will just tear that whole freaking building down. So I just can't. He's the best. I think it just would already maybe tarnish his legacy. I got to say, The Undertaker gets a hard-fought victory over Triple H, but I think this will start a feud between all four of these men because I think it's not going to be over after this.
Well, the thing is Shawn's retired. Right.
There's the rumors. He's supposed to be coming back. I mean, there's some juice out there, though.
And that would surprise me. But
yeah.
But it's I mean, like The Undertaker with that win loss record with that. I mean, you want to talk about an icon? I mean, my God. Look at that career. Look at the longevity. Look at how long, you know, it's like there always comes a point in time where, you know, your shelf life expires and it hasn't, no matter what they've done. You know, American Badass,
yeah.
But it doesn't matter. It's the Undertaker.
Taker.
And
yeah.
That's some serious
yeah.
icon status.
Yeah.
I mean, not
well,
to take anything away from Triple H, but it's the Undertaker.
Yeah. It's the Undertaker. I mean, hey, Undertaker fans are happy to hear this. Me and Destiny both are saying the Undertaker wins the final match between him and Triple H tomorrow at WWE Super Showdown, and it is 6:30. Me and Destiny are going to wrap this show up. Destiny, my dear, as always, thank you for being on the show to pick all the matches with me.
Thank
you. We disagree, too. So, and of course, like I said, yeah, she'll be up at 5 a.m. joking. She's not, she ain't getting up. So, but,
No, I ain't getting up.
Yeah, definitely. But me and her, we'll be texting back and forth to say, hey, I told you this person was going, I told you that person was going to win. But
well,
Destiny
well,
is always.
Praise the Lord for the network, okay? Because that'll be my thing later on.
Man, exactly. But Destiny is always an honor to have you on the show. We'll definitely do the next show. And as always, God bless. You're the greatest. And have a great night.
You too. Thanks again.
Take care. God bless.
God bless. Take care, Eddie. All right. Bye-bye.
You just listened to Between the Ropes Radio. This is your boy, Ty Asbury. Me and my girl Destiny, we just kicked our picks off for WWE Super Showdown live tomorrow, 5 a.m. WWE. Thank you for listening to the show. Between the Wrestling Radio, this is your boy, I am Murray. I'm L.